Hey y'all, this is Dick Darren from StraightHustling.com. Are you a hunter or just like to target shoot and have a good time? Then you need to check out Freedom Munitions. You can find a link to Freedom Munitions at the bottom of StraightHustling.com. I can't say enough good stuff about Freedom Munitions. It's where I buy my own ammo, great prices, you buy directly online, and it's shipped to your doorstep. It doesn't get any better than that. You can sign up for their email specials and check out their brass buyback program. So please click the link at the bottom of our site, StraightHustling.com, takes you directly to Freedom Munitions, and get your hustle on. Let's get on with the show.
Hey, this is Roy Big Country Nelson, and you're listening to Straight Hustling.
You say I won't, but I will. I'll drink a moonshine straight from the still. I tore off a leaf of backer, smoke it right there out in the field. I couldn't hunt without a light, take off a run and ride into the night. I find the leanest, meanest, biggest, baddest boy and start picking a fight. So hold my beer and watch this as I cross another crazy thing on my list. I'll be either coming back or giving St. Peter a kiss. No, I ain't scared, I ain't afraid. Might be the last words you hear me say. Hang around and you'll be bound to see something you don't want to miss. Oh, my beer, watch this.
All right, we're back. Straight Hustling Headquarters. This is Dick Darren with Stu.
How's it going, Pete?
We got a cool show today. We got UFC fighter Big Country Roy Nelson coming on.
Damn, he's a beast-looking sucker.
Yeah, he is. He's fought the best of the best. It's cool that he actually competed in the IFL fighting show when it was on TV. And the interesting thing is he was on Ken Shamrock's team.
Okay.
So we can talk to him about that. And also, he fought Kimbo and beat Kimbo. And so that would be kind of cool to find out his thoughts on the Ken Shamrock-Kimbo fight that's coming up.
Oh, yeah. But hell, you're fighting the best of the best, you know. It's, I guess he knows how hard Shamrock can hit, and I guess he's experienced.
Well, he never fought Shamrock. He was just on Shamrock's team.
I'm sure they sparred.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, you know, maybe. Shamrock's got that edge. If he snaps, it could be a bad day.
So it'd be cool to get him on here and see what's happening. He's been one of my favorite fighters to watch because he always brings it. He's always looking for a knockout, and he's a tough-ass dude, man. One of the best fighters out there. Always exciting. Let's get him on here and see what he's talking about. Hey, Roy.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Dick Darren and Stu with Straight Hustling.
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great.
Doing real good.
Oh, man, we're happy to have you here. It's very cool, man. You're one of my favorite all-time fighters, man. So we're really blessed to have you on here and get to talk to you for a few minutes.
Oh, no, I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, yeah. So, man, I wanted to ask you, are you originally from Las Vegas?
I was born and raised.
And you still live there now?
Yep, one of the rare breeds.
How did you get the nickname Big Country from Vegas?
Actually, I was working with a bunch of UFC fighters, and I was, like, we were just doing, like, wrestling practice, and I was doing really good at wrestling, so they thought I was, like, from, like, Oklahoma or, like, Iowa.
That's how it stuck,
and then the more I fought it, the more it stayed with me.
Oh, man. That's cool. That's good. That's a pretty cool story. There's a lot of fighters that live in Vegas currently, right? I think Frank Trigg lives there and a few other ones that I'm aware of.
A lot of fighters either live here or like in Florida. I think it's because of the tax breaks here. So you, as a fighter, you try to keep as much money as you possibly can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, taxes are good in Vegas, huh?
No state income tax.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's just like here. That's cool. Taxes really aren't good anywhere, but man, I wanted to ask you. I saw that you have a black belt in jiu-jitsu. How tough was that to get?
You know what? Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You know, I really excelled really fast in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. But then later when you get towards that brown and the black belt, then you start dealing with your politics in the sport of jiu-jitsu. Oh, okay. So it definitely takes quite a bit, because a lot of people don't want to. It's not like karate where you can buy your, you know, your belt. You actually have to kind of earn it, and then you have to actually do some political stuff too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it that many people your size that are getting black belts like that in jiu-jitsu?
No, usually the only like black belts that I know that are usually my size or big, you know, or like 200 pounds plus are usually always they're from Brazil.
Yeah.
So they've been doing it for, you know, since they were like 13, and they're doing it for like 10 to 15 years.
Yeah. I know everybody really, once they see you, they think of a big brawler, but man, you've really had that all around skill where if it goes to the ground, you got the wrestling background and the jiu-jitsu. So pretty much the total package, man.
Yes, it's just, but everybody just loves the knockout. So you just have to, you know, there's the entertainment side. So you definitely got to always fulfill what the customer wants.
That's it.
You got that right. Well, that's definitely the cool thing. One thing I wanted to ask you is I remember you were from the IFL with Ken Shamrock. And also, you beat Kimbo. So what are your thoughts on the Ken Shamrock-Kimbo fight coming up?
Like I was just talking about the entertainment factor. That's definitely an entertainment, you know, an entertaining fight, as in, like, you definitely want to watch. It's definitely a car wreck that you want to see.
I was looking up earlier, and I saw that. I was reading that the fight with you and Kimbo on The Ultimate Fighter was like the highest ranked MMA show in history.
Yeah, it was the highest ranked TV show in Spike's history. Hopefully they won't surpass that, so I can always keep the claim that I was the one that actually made it, not Kimbo.
Right now, you're ranked like number 10th or something in UFC?
Yep.
Yeah, and when's your next fight coming up?
My next fight is, I believe, September 26th here in the States, but it'll be in the 27th, and because I actually fight in Tokyo, so it's a whole day, you know, you go to that time travel thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's actually, I actually fight Sunday morning, but it'll be live here in the States, I believe like at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, so it'll be on Saturday, but it'll be Sunday morning when I actually fight.
Yeah, so what do you think about fighting over there? You fought in Tokyo before?
I have fought in Tokyo. The only thing is, I fought at a reasonable time, but now I think I'm going to fight. It's like at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning, so it's definitely going to be different.
Yeah. Do you give yourself like a week or two to get there early to kind of calm your body down from the flying?
Well, it's definitely, the reason why this one's a little bit different is because you actually want to keep on your same time, yeah, like here in the States. So you don't want to actually adjust to their time.
Yeah.
And so it's weird because you want to be able to adjust to like you're fighting at nighttime, but you're really fighting in the morning time, where before, if you go, you know, 10 days early or whatever, then you're adjusting to their time so you can fight at night. So it's a tricky process of, you know, you got to work a special science.
I hate flying. I bet that's a long flight to Tokyo and then get over there and have to fight.
It is. It's like a 12 and a half, 13 hour flight.
Mm, damn. That's horrible. And you're fighting Josh Barnett. That's kind of like his old backyard from the Pride days.
You know, they just want to throw us old guys, the other old guys. There's no good new talent coming out yet.
So is Josh going to pass the drug test to fight?
It's in Japan, so probably.
Ah, shit, that's funny. Well, he's pretty skilled, though, man. You better bring it to him. He's got a pretty good ground game and things, too.
He's definitely a step towards getting a rematch with Verdum. So I mean, he's number 6 in the world. So beat him, and then hopefully one more, and then after that, fight for a title.
Oh, okay, he's number 6. So man, I don't think anybody's fighting that has fought. You've pretty much fought everybody that's top caliber. I don't think anybody else has had the competition you have, man. You've fought the best of the best. You fought Rothwell, Orlovsky, DeSantos, Mir, Krokop, Verdun. I mean, on yep. and on. You've been to some wars, brother.
All I want is my rematches, because everybody else gets like 3 or 4. They fight each other like 3 or 4 times. But the thing is, nobody wants to fight me again for the second time.
Yeah.
Because they know, you know, that's one thing I want to do, is I want to fight all my all our rematches because I got their number now.
Yeah, they don't want to get in there again with you. That's for sure. I mean, every time you fight, it's exciting, man. You're definitely one of the fan draws. Like I say, you've been one of my favorites. It's funny to kind of, you know, you're not that muscular, but you're just a big guy, man. So it's like everybody thinks you get tired easy, but man, you come in there and bring it. And I don't know how you train. It's amazing.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. What do you think about Matt Mitrione, man? Were you happy to knock him out?
You know what? Matt's personality is definitely hit or miss. You know, I talk to Matt all the time, all the way up to, you know, up until I fought him, I thought we were like really, you know, good friends, and then he really hurt my feelings, and then I had to knock him out to teach him a lesson, and then after that we were friends again.
Well, if you see him anytime soon, knock him out for me, because he's a miss with me right now. I had sent him a message a while back, and he said about him in a Rothwell fight. I said, hey, man, come on and talk about the fight. He said, no, I only come on top-notch caliber shows, so I won't be doing your show. And then, man, it didn't go too well for him in the fight. So,
gotcha. I'll let him know.
I was pretty happy he had that quick two-hand tap, the double tap with Ben Rothwell. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I don't think he knew what was going on. He was like, oh, I don't like that. He didn't know, and then, oh, that's what. That was garbage.
So, man, what do you do to, I know you train all the time. What do you do to stay busy out there in Vegas? Do you have any hobbies or anything?
Right now I'm actually going to St. George, Utah. Going to, you know, go up there to basically ride some bikes and, you know, just hang out with the family.
Do some beer drinking?
And that's about it. No, I got a fight coming up, so no beer drinking.
Well, that's not till September, man. You got a little time.
That is true, but I like to try to keep it clean unless Budweiser wants to sponsor me, and then that'll be Budweiser, Corona, what, you know.
What is your what are your thoughts on, I mean, this is kind of going back, and I know you never faced him, but what one of the fans wanted me to ask you your thoughts on Brock Lesnar when he was in the UFC, and did you think he was overrated, or what were your thoughts on Brock Lesnar?
I think Brock Lesnar had some great opportunities, and he ran with the opportunities that he was given, and I can't hate him for that, but as for being a fighter, he retired for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to face him?
Oh, I would have loved to face him, but I would have probably exposed him a little bit faster than what it took Kane to do.
Yeah, yeah. Out of all your fights that you have, I was going to ask you if you could tell me who you thought hit the hardest.
You know what? It really all depends. I mean, there's guys that like punch hard like all the time. I think the hardest guy that ever hit me. You know what? I think the guy that probably punches hard just like 100% all the time would be like somebody like a Mark Hunt, because he's going to put his ass behind every punch. Junior Dos Santos, definitely, you know, hard. Krokop. Much anybody that I think is in the heavyweight division can pretty much punch hard. The only people that, like, somebody like Fabricio Duran, I think he, you know, he does a lot more peppering.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, doesn't really knock people out, but he definitely, you know, but, you know, good knees and stuff like that, but anybody that's a heavyweight can definitely knock anybody out.
Yeah, right, especially the caliber you're fighting, man. It's a top-notch of the best, so I'm sure everybody's got the power at that level. Has someone else wanted me to ask you about your diet, and are you a vegetarian?
Diet-wise, it really all depends. I have to go to Japan next week in Tokyo, so it's definitely going to change my diet a little bit because I don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Last time when I was in Tokyo, all I did was eat Sizzler every day.
You ate what?
All I did was eat Sizzler every day.
Sizzler?
Sizzler. I don't even think there's even a Sizzler in Vegas anymore, but in Japan, Sizzler is a high price steakhouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've closed down here too. I guess they packed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but it's the same old Sizzler.
Yeah.
Don't expect anything but in Japan at high price steakhouse.
Damn. They packed up and moved to Japan on us. I was interested in one thing I saw on your record. It was a guy that you faced named Josh Curran in 2006. And I didn't see the fight, but I saw that he has only had 3 professional fights and won all 3 of them. And did he just disappear? You know anything about him?
You know what? Actually, that fight is actually very interesting. I took it on like a week's notice, 2 weeks, I think it was. And I was actually post fight, actually Cain Velasquez.
Oh, wow.
And then I supposed to fight Cain in Russia. So then it was like I literally went to Russia like 3 days, and their time zone's like pretty just as bad as like going to Japan. So I didn't do anything, and then Cain found out who I was, and then Cain didn't want to fight me, so then I actually swapped his opponent. He got my opponent that I was supposed to fight Cain, and Cain got the other opponent. Josh was supposed to fight Buffalo, the guy I fought, and then we ended up fighting. So that's kind of how I got that. And then I remember falling asleep, like literally standing up, falling asleep before that fight.
Oh, wow. Wonder what ever happened to the guy. He had 3 fights and just disappeared.
Yeah, no, he's definitely he was a guy that hit hard and big guy and the whole 9 yards. Is just I just remember that whole fight to see. I would love that fight all over again because I had him mounted. I had him, took him down. I had a whole bunch of things that I just basically beat myself on. Because I went for an arm bar, and I'd never go for an arm bar. Like, it was one of those horrible, horrible fights. But it's one of those, like, beginner fights you learn from and go, okay, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, right. Do you ever plan on shaving your beard completely?
I would shave, definitely. If Dick called me up tomorrow and said, hey, or Gillette or Dollar Shave or any of those people, I would definitely shave, but right now I have too many beard companies courting me.
Oh, cool.
On keeping my beard. So I'm going to stick with the beard because it definitely pays to have a beard. And more men actually should grow a beard.
You got that right, man. Looks good on you. What I got another. I wanted to ask you a question about the UFC and the sponsorships. Has that affected you at all on the sponsorship? I think it's changed a little bit, right?
I think anybody that has a personality or was able to market themselves very well, I think the UFC sponsorship definitely affected them, and not in a good way. But I think it's more of an education of sponsors outside the UFC that you have to educate about how the UFC sponsorship actually works.
Okay, so can you still have your own sponsors?
Yeah, it's just more of an education thing because when people see the news of UFC sponsorship, there's no more UFC sponsorship. That's what the sponsor sees, and then they're reluctant to work with you because they see that, but that's really not the truth.
Oh, okay.
So you have to re-educate them and, work with them.
That's good. That's cool. I was wondering about that. So I just got a few more things, man. We have a thing called the Hustling Round where we just ask you some questions and you just throw out whatever you'd like to say. You good with doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. If big country's elected president tomorrow, what's the first thing you would do?
First thing I'd do is try to create more jobs.
All right. Cool. For the next president in 2016, you got to pick Clinton, Trump, or Nick Diaz?
Probably Clinton.
All right. She's got a lot of scandals going on right now, man. How about the biggest asshole in the fight game, besides Matt Mitrione?
You know what? There's too many of the names, so I can't just knock one down.
Oh, we were hoping you'd throw one out. What about the last movie you watched?
Last movie?
Yeah.
Last movie I actually watched was I did a movie premiere for Dope, and my next movie that I'm actually going to be watching will be Terminator, and that's next week.
All right, cool.
Before it comes out.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Well, it's what it's a thing I do for fans. I like if I'm in, see, you guys are in Tennessee.
Yep.
So if I was in Tennessee, I would be doing like a movie premiere. Like next week, I'd be doing Terminator, and I'd do Terminator somewhere in a movie theater in Tennessee. Like I've done that in Florida, California, and a couple other. So I just invite all my fans to come to watch the movies with me, and then I get a whole all room. And then I, you know, invite the fans to, you know, experience a movie that comes out and also with me.
That's awesome, man. How about who wins the MMA octagon fight between Dana White and Scott Coker?
In an MMA fight, I'm going to go Scott Coker.
Oh, okay. All right.
If it was a boxing fight, probably Dana.
All right. How about your favorite Nashville podcast?
You know what? We'll go with Straight Hustle.
Good answer.
Man, hey, if you're ever in Nashville, man, swing by and we'll buy you a beer and take you to a movie, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's the show. Big Country, Roy Nelson, right here on Straight Hustling, coming to you live.
Man, it's great talking to people like that, man. He's fought the best of the best. And, comes off great. I mean, seems like it's a super awesome guy, but definitely do not want to get hit by any heavyweights.
Yeah, you don't want to piss him off, boy. That dude will bring it to you. So he's got a fight coming up with Josh Barnett. Josh Barnett's a badass, man. He's fought a lot of years in Pride, and I can't remember if he's had any. I think he's had a couple USCs too, but I know he had some drug suspensions or something, so I guess he's back. He can pass it in Japan, Roy says, so I'm sure it'll be a good fight, Roy. Always brings it.
Well, over in Japan, they probably just test for opium. So.
I don't know what they test for over there. I don't know.
They say, you pass test good.
Oh, man. All right. Well, tell them where they can find all our Straight Hustling info.
You know, everybody's starting to find us on Facebook and Twitter. We've had a bunch of questions that we've been asking as they come up. Keep asking the questions. www.str8hustlin.com has links to everything. You can download the shows. If you want to go straight to iTunes or Stitcher, pick them up there. There's t-shirts. Be sure to leave those comments, man. It's fun to let these people hear what y'all want to ask. We got two of them in today. Keep seeing who's coming up and put your comments out there and we'll get the questions asked.
All right. Remember, if you ain't hustling, you ain't living. Her man's tougher than a concrete block. I said, now give me 30 minutes, we'll be rocking in the parking lot. So hold my beer and watch this.